Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the new wave sound of Lousy Robot and their forthcoming CD, Hail the Conquering Fool. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. But mostly low, a lifelong lodger on a dead end road. But I like mine to shine like gold. The darkest hour a turn brighter than a rose. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Any chance I get to feature an artist right here from right here in Albuquerque, you're damn right I'm going to do it. Today I'm giving it up for the new wave band Lousy Robot and their forthcoming release, Hail the Conquering Fool. Rockwired had the chance to speak with the band's bassist and co-founder, Dandy Fleming, over the phone, and you'll get to hear all that in just a few minutes. From their forthcoming CD, Hail the Conquering Fool, here is Lousy Robot with Cross My Heart and Hope You Die.
I wanna be just like you, wanna get inside you, wanna dream about you, cross my heart and hope you die. This won't take too long, maybe a little long. This hurts me more than you, cross my heart and hope you die. It occurs to me, my love, I want a little, but it's never enough. Now, now, I'm really gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna dream about you, cross my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
From their forthcoming release, Hail the Conquering Fool, that was Lousy Robot with Cross My Heart and Hope You Die. Visit the band at www.lousyrobot.com and check out the music video for that song right here at rockwired.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with bassist and co-founder Dandy Fleming of Lousy Robot about the new album and the genesis of the band. Here's how the interview went. Well, with the album out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the end result now that all the work that has gone into making it's behind you?
We're really excited about it. It's something, it was a new process for us that we went through to record this one. We tried to grow as a band and as musicians on this, and so we really think we accomplished that, and it's something we're always excited when we have a new record out, but this one just seems a little more special just because of the extra work and the new processes that we went through.
And how is the process of recording it different from previous efforts?
Well, previously what we had done is Jim and I get together, we work out the songs, your basic song, Jack would come in, the drummer would come in, we'd work up the song and go in the studio and play it the way we worked it up in the rehearsal studio. This time, we actually didn't have a drummer when we started recording, so what I had Jim do is send me, Jim's a songwriter, so he would send me the basic outline of a song with his guitar parts. I would sit down with it and at the computer and put down my bass parts and kind of do some pre-producing, move stuff around, kind of experiment with the way we put the songs together rather than having it just be the way the song was. We'd cut stuff, move it around, play with it, and then once we kind of got to a point where we thought the song was interesting and what we thought it should be, we sent it to our friend John Duflo, who produced this record for us. We'd send it to him, and he would send it. He would do some additional producing, put some drums on it, send it back to us, and we would listen to what he had and do a little bit more additions to it, a little more polishing, and then from there, it's like, so we just continued to kind of collaborate and work on the songs as like a project rather than, okay, here's the song, this is the way it is, record it, it's captured, it's done.
And had you worked with the producer John before at all, or?
Yeah, actually, we met John several years ago because he's in several of the bands. He's in the Death Ray Davies. He's also now the drummer for Appleton Stereo, and he was a friend. And we reached out to them on our first album, looking just for some help, trying to add some new creativity, some new ears to a project, and we became friends. And he's worked with us on all three of our albums.
I see. And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it begin?
I guess our story is not really that unique. Jim and I worked together. We sat next to each other in cubicles and talked about, he had moved to Albuquerque from Memphis, and we talked about all the music projects we had been in before. We thought it'd be kind of fun just to get together and throw some songs together, go down, play the local bar, for some free beer. And just kind of, it started as a one-off. We didn't really think we were going to do much of it, and then we realized that we worked well together and we really enjoyed it, so we just kept going and stuck around. So that was in 2003, I believe, was the year that we actually started doing it, messing around, and it just kind of stuck.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual.
Music for me as an individual kind of started in a very similar fashion. I had a college friend of mine said, hey, let's start a band. And I was like, I don't play any instruments. And he's like, well, I'm going to play guitar. And so we went down to the music shop, and I couldn't afford drums, but they had some used bass on sale that I could afford. So I bought that, and we sat down and, listened to our favorite records and banged on our electric instruments. We didn't even have amps at the time, just banged on it, and until I kind of figured out what was going on, and it grew from there. It's something that I realized it kind of, it's something for me to do that just takes my mind off, troubles and whatever's going on in the world, and helps me kind of relax. And it grew from just something to take my mind off things into something where I really enjoyed creating with music. And so I learned I never learned any other instruments, really, so I kind of went into learning how to record and produce and that end of that end of creating music.
I see. And what were some of those favorite records of yours?
Well, actually, back in the day, I was really, it's college, mid to late 90s. I was, a young male. I was very into the aggressive stuff. A lot of the Amphetamine Reptile record collection, I was into the Cows, Hammerhead, Helmet, kind of noisy, aggressive rock is what I actually started listening to and what really got me into creating music. I wanted to create music like that because it felt like that was what my voice should be, because that's kind of how I felt. But from there, and then, later on, I mentioned the Death Ray Davies that John's in, and, bands that were really heavily influenced by, like The Jam, The Kinks, The Beatles. So just then I kind of progressed into, power pop or post-punk type of melodic pop songs from there.
I see. And talk about your other bandmates and what it is you think each of them brings to the table, not just musically, but personality-wise, that makes this thing work.
Let's see. So, well, we'll start with Jim. Jim is the singer-songwriter. Obviously, musically, he brings the bulk of the musical idea, because he writes the lyrics and he'll come up with the basic melodies and chord structures. He's also kind of, that's an interesting question. I never thought about that. So in the band, since we wouldn't call Jim a front man. I think what he brings to the band is kind of, he's the storyteller. He's usually the person that people, latch on to, mostly because he's singing, when that type of thing, when you see a band live or hear them, usually you want to talk to the person singing. Or so he's like our storyteller, and that's his personality, not just in the band, but in general. He sees things in a very unique way, and he's got a way with words, so he can really explain those stories and tell things. You could be in the story and he can tell it, and you're kind of, it's kind of new to you, even though you happen to be there when it happened. So that's kind of where he is. Jack is our keyboard player. He's our quiet one in the band. What he brings to the band, both musically and personality wise, is kind of a calmness and an outside in look. He has a really good talent at looking at, like, solving problems, looking at things, trying to help, have a new direction. Like, we're trying to figure out how a certain part in a song can go. He has a real unique look at things, because he comes from a different musical background as well, and he's also our tech guy. He's all into the tech and make sure that we're always up to speed with all the new gadgets and gear that's out there. Ben is our drummer. He's newest to the band, so it's kind of hard for me to pinpoint exactly what his personality is for the band. I mean, I know he's an outspoken guy. He's kind of our sales guy, kind of really outspoken out there, really wants to meet everybody, shake hands. If you're at the show, he wants to, be there, interact with everybody. And then there's me, the bass player. My personality is kind of to drive the band forward. I kind of feel like the bus driver, make sure that everybody gets in the bus, make sure everybody knows where they're going, and kind of try to make sure we all get there together.
Visit the band at www.lousyrobot.com. From their forthcoming CD, Hail the Conquering Fool, here is Lousy Robot once again with Christmas in Berlin.
Everything in the world is running through my mind. It wakes me up at night.
Christmas in Berlin. Snow outside in a winter warm sky. We stay in, I write a song. When this plane lands, I walk into your arms and wonder. Come home, see you again. Spend Christmas in Berlin. Everything in the world is running through my mind, and it keeps me up at night. Everything in the world, everything in the world, everything in the world is alright. Come home, see you again. Spend Christmas in Berlin. I wanna come home and see you again.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com proudly presents the December Artist of the Month, Circle Down, and their EP Mobius. Combining the grit of metal and the pulsating rhythm of hip-hop, Circle Down creates a one-of-a-kind rock and roll punch that kicks your ass in the next week with rockin' slammin' jams such as Half Step, Ashes Falling, and Crash. Tough times call for tough people, and years of rough starts has only made this band even tougher. This is rock and roll. This is Circle Down and their EP Mobius, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Circle Down at www.circledown.com. Cast your vote for the Rockwired Artist of the Month. This month's nominees are Sweet Kiss Mama, Brandon McHose, La Cat, The Jesus Rehab, The Matt Burke Band, Kelly Lee Evans, and 49 Stones. Vote for your favorite artist right here at rockwired.com. Polls will close on New Year's Eve and the winner is announced on January 3rd. You can only vote once, so make your vote count right here at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Coming soon to rockwired.com, a show that will change the way you think about the music industry. Rockwired Media presents Rock and Trade Weekly Report, a show all about the business of rock and roll. Join us as we profile some of the top entrepreneurs in the industry and shine a light on the issues facing music making today. The Rock and Trade Weekly Report, coming in January to rockwired.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, right here at rockwired.com. Today we're giving it up for the Duke City-based band Lousy Robot and their forthcoming CD, Hail the Conquering Fool. Rockwired spoke with the band's bassist and co-founder, Dandy Fleming, about the new album, and here's how the rest of the interview went. And earlier you talked about this a little bit, but I want to expand on it a little more. The songwriting within the band, how does that work? I know it changed for this album, but, you know, how do you guys go about it?
Oh, what we usually do is Jim will come in with a song idea, which usually at the minimum is lyrical content, a verse, and a chorus idea. And sometimes Jim will come in with a complete idea, like, I really want this song. I have everything from beginning to end. This is how I want it to go. And then what we'll do is we'll add our parts in and kind of manipulate arrangements a little bit as needed. So, you know, I'll write the bass parts, Jack will write his keyboard parts, Dan will write his drum parts, and we kind of go from there. But usually it's kind of it's more building the song, because like I said, Jim will come in with lyrical content, a verse, a chorus, maybe a bridge, and then we'll sit down together, come up with our ideas, our parts, and then try to build the song from there.
With that being said, what songs off the album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
One would be Cross My Heart and Hope You Die. And that one really resonates with me personally a lot, because we actually wrote that song from scratch based on a request from a friend that was doing an online video series. They came to us and said, can you write us a song? And my reaction was like, yeah, of course we can. So then I went and told Jim, like, I told these guys we'd write a song. So Jim and I sat down and talked about what kind of the theme and the feel of the web series, which was happened to be kind of what the people called a comedy horror. So we sat down with some ideas, and Jim wrote down some lyrics, came back, and was like, all right, I have some parts, and Jim and I went into our rehearsal space and played around for it for a couple hours, and the song just came together really quickly. And it's special just because it's kind of the first time that we had worked together like that, where someone said, can you write us a song for something? And we were able to sit down and do it and really come up with this song. And it turned out to be a really good song, which we included on the album.
And talk about the video you guys just shot.
Well, actually, we have three. We shot three different videos. One we did for Cross My Heart, Hope You Die, the song that I just mentioned.
Right.
And that was done by Uncanny Entertainment, which they're the guys. They also do The Scare Game, which is the online web series that we wrote the song for, because they wanted a theme song. So they filmed that one. You know, the idea of that one was, the band goes to see this movie about the band. It's kind of funny. We're there watching a movie and we're in the movie. And all the guys get killed. That one was a lot of fun to do. The other one we did was for Christmas in Berlin, which we just posted on Tuesday. That one was I put together from footage from late 60s to 70s of 8mm film that we had purchased on eBay. So it's a bunch of this film that of this random family that we don't know, their Christmas times from a few different years. It's kind of unique, and it's got this feeling because you look at the footage and it feels really familiar, but then the way it's shot, you can't always see the people's faces and stuff. And then when you see the people in the video, you're like, wait, it feels really familiar, but I don't know those people. So it was kind of an interesting project. And then we also shot a video for Andy Warhol's Gone. And that's what we called our workout video. With the band, we went downtown to Civic Plaza and just took a few iPhones and shot a bunch of different random workout stuff, like we're jumping jacks and sit-ups and running around, just kind of having a good time. That one's not posted yet, but we'll be posting that one on January 1st.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this latest album?
Well, I think what I really want people just to kind of come away with their own feelings and thoughts about it. I hope they enjoy it half as much as we enjoyed making it, because then I know if they enjoyed it half as much as we enjoyed making it, then they're probably having a pretty good time. But, you know, there's no real certain message or ideas that we're trying to get across. We just want people to listen to it and have fun and hopefully like it enough to tell somebody else about it.
Visit the band at their official website, www.lousyrobot.com. From their forthcoming CD, Hail the Conquering Fool, here is Lousy Robot once more with Andy Warhol Is Gone.
Andy Warhol's gone, we're without him. We've got no plans, and it's just because we're not perfect, something's wrong. Andy Warhol's gone.
Going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Dandy Fleming of Lousy Robot for his time and his music, and to Kevin Hopper of Local IQ Magazine. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.
I'm passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine, damn it, we both got a phone. I've been high, but more. die.